Just perfect. Coming up next, we have Waylander, which is a bit of a detour of the genres so far. It's a pagan folk metal. They're a very, very good band, but they are very, very loud. Very good. Let's go.
be scary!
Stop right there, student. Why walk alone when you can call Safe Walk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
I'm machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's The Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
And that, of course, was Alloy Mental with their massive hit God Is Green. And before that, we had the Japanese pop stars with Face Melter off the album We Just Are. And I'm not surprised to hear they've recently just signed with Virgin Records. They are absolutely massive back home Japanese pop stars. The Mix Mag actually said about them, they might be the most exciting electronic act on the planet. Imagine that for a quote about your band. Alloy Mental, which consists of a techno DJ, which is Phil Kieran, and two guys from a punk band which is called Corrigan. So the singer's a punk singer, and then they have a techno DJ is like the main dude behind the band, but they are absolutely mental. That is from the album We Have Control, and they're signed with the Skint label. Phil Kieran owns the Stiff Kitten nightclub back in Belfast, and if you're ever in Belfast, go there for a night out. It is absolutely fantastic. So we're near the end of the show, so coming up next we have a Neil Young song and a Rory Gallagher song. The Neil Young song is Powderfinger, and here it is.
I'm last thing you know, you're out of time. So pack up a bag of hair and down the road. I got me a job from Henry Ford. But I made a mistake, I moved much too far. And now I know what the lonesome blues are. I'm getting lonesome, I'm getting blue. I need someone to talk to. I'm getting lonesome, I'm getting blue. Now let me tell you where I'm going to. Yeah.
And that, of course, was the brilliant Rory Gallagher with Going to My Hometown, which is off the Live in Europe album. Rory Gallagher was perhaps one of the most technically gifted guitarists that ever lived. Someone asked Jimi Hendrix once, what's it like to be the best guitarist in the world? And he replied, I don't know, you have to ask Rory Gallagher. Now, come on, imagine that, Jimi Hendrix saying that about you. That's Godly. And before that, we heard Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Powderfinger, which is off the album Weld. That song is, like, probably my favourite Neil Young song, and I absolutely love Neil Young. I have, like, nearly every one of his albums. But just before Lynyrd Skynyrd had their plane crash and most of them died, he offered them the song so they could sing. But, you know, obviously the plane crash happened, and just feel bad. Imagine what it could have been like if Lynyrd Skynyrd did it as well. This has been Through the Barricade, and I've been your host, Johnny Philpott. So, till next time. I think coming up next is Barnburner, so enjoy that. See you later, folks.
Oh. Hello.
Maybe you finished.
Well, I guess that's all she wrote, I suppose. But we have the Illuminati branch of CITR with us talking about the heroics of Ron McLean this week, saving a man in Philadelphia from killing himself in a river. So that's pretty awesome. What else? Oh, also, we also found out that Hulk Hogan is actually playing the River Rock Casino with the Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart. So that is also very, very impressive. I don't know why I never hear about these things. I guess they're in the Georgia Strait, but probably with Hogan's career now, it's kind of in small print.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait. If Roddy Piper, now that he's my man, yeah, you know, kind of crazy, always talking about biscuits and stuff. And apparently Roddy Piper got stabbed twice by, like, lunatic fans. So that's pretty hardcore, even in today's wrestling standards. Also, noted is that Roddy Piper actually his first wrestling career started off in Winnipeg, Manitoba. He's a Winnipeg, Manitoba kid. Everybody always says, obviously he wears a kilt and stuff. I think he was born in Glasgow, but his parents moved to like Winnipeg, Manitoba at a really young age.
Wow.
Yeah, I know it's kind of crazy. And I know for a fact that my brother, being a little substantially older than I am, he's a 68 birthday, but he. He used to watch All-Star Wrestling, which I think was run out of Winnipeg. It was like the chief competitor to like Stampede Wrestling, remember back in the day? So here's to all those old steely-eyed wrestling veterans that have paved the way for the TNA show that happens now, you know, on wrestling. It's not the same. I definitely would not let my kids watch wrestling the same way that that our parents let us watch wrestling. Because, I mean, there wasn't really a very big discrepancy between, you know, the Saturday morning cartoons and, wrestling.